Hi, I'm Rabbi Dave Felsenthal, and welcome to My World, the world of the rabbi who got rich on Sunday. My goal is to share my hard-earned knowledge and to help people who were like I was 22 years ago, when my life came to a crossroads between living my dreams and giving up on my dreams to face reality. Sure, I've made some spectacular mistakes, but I've also had unbelievable successes along the way. I am living what I like to call, with sincere thanks to the Almighty, my dream life. This episode, Building Bridges, The Art of Strategic Partnerships, is the sixth in a mini-series by the Rabbi Who Got Rich on Sunday, entitled Generating Leads, the Highest Quality for Your Business. I'm Rabbi Dave, and today we're going to discover the keys to unlocking success through strategic partnerships, including the benefits of forming meaningful alliances and the practical strategies for cultivating those partnerships. Also in this episode, I'm going to introduce our new weekly challenge to help empower you to take actionable steps towards reaching your dream life by using the techniques in this and future episodes. Strategic Partnership Story. My first breakthrough in creating a strategic partnership came about 10 years into my professional career in nonprofit management. I was managing my first multi-million dollar project, offering a free trip to Israel for all Jewish young adults to inspire them to value their heritage. What a mission! I was excited, but in my mind, this mission created a big problem. The foundation sponsoring these all-expense-paid free trips very generously paid all the costs of the actual trip and a lot of the infrastructure costs. However, my vision was even bigger than theirs. I wanted to add more expensive educational experiences, extra staff, and what I felt was the key to long-term success, follow-up. Why was this a problem? Well, I couldn't ask any donors for money to support an already paid-for free trip. Not only was it a poor ask, but the foundation paying all the expenses would take offense. For these reasons, I did not know how I would raise the extra funds. Later, I would learn the value of creating a strategic partnership with your own customers by appealing to the sense of value they received as alumni. But we were fairly new. We didn't have a significant number of alumni. My business sense kicked in. And I thought, who else would want to service my participants and offer them something they really needed and would be willing to pay us for the right to offer their service to our participants? I then pioneered an idea that became standard in the industry. I approached cell phone service providers and travel insurance companies and suggested a strategic partnership. Their motivation was simple: more customers. Because of the tremendous volume of participants in this program, these companies were able to offer their best deals at a substantial discount and still provide us with the funds we needed to achieve our goals of enhancing the participants' experience. In my e-commerce business, I learned from these efforts and quite often used other people's money to acquire leads for potential clients by finding who else would want those leads in a similar but non-competitive business, getting them to pay the development costs and then sharing the leads with them. Sometimes I even got those same leads paid for multiple times by non-competitive strategic partners who saw the value of my potential customer leads. My friend and marketing guru, Stephen Peter Burke, who you can find online as Smile and Steve, likes to call this, your customers are worth more than you think. Collaboration in a competitive landscape. If you're a small business owner, intend to start a side hustle, or don't have a large marketing budget, you must navigate the labyrinth of marketing while facing a formidable challenge: how to increase your prospects, customers, or clients on a tight or no budget. The answer is strategic partnerships or alliances, because now you're using the combined benefit of two or more budgets to solve your most important business problem. You can open doors to new opportunities, insights, and connections that propel you towards your goals and beyond them. Strategic partnerships are more than just business transactions. They're collaborations rooted in shared value, mutual respect, and a common vision for the future. They're bridges that span across industries, sectors, and ideologies, uniting like-minded individuals and organizations in pursuit of greatness. In today's episode, we'll uncover the secrets to cultivating meaningful alliances and share practical strategies for forging connections. As always, feel free to contact me with any questions on how I can help you find strategic partners or alliances. Partnership benefits. Strategic partnerships are like seeds planted in fertile soil, capable of yielding bountiful harvests for those who wish to nurture them. Now, by joining forces with complementary businesses or organizations, You gain access to their new audiences, markets, and channels that may have previously been beyond your grasp. This expanded reach not only increases your visibility, but also opens doors to potential customers or clients who may be interested in your products or services. Moreover, strategic partnerships can enhance your current offerings in ways you may not have imagined. By combining your strengths, expertise, and resources with your partners, you can create value-added solutions, products, or services that better address your target audience's diverse needs and preferences. This collaborative approach allows you to deliver a more comprehensive and compelling offering, increasing customer satisfaction and loyalty. Business growth, real examples. Real-life examples abound of businesses that have leveraged strategic partnerships very effectively to achieve their goals. Take, for instance, the collaboration between Nike and Apple, which created the Nike Plus iPod Sport Kit. This innovative product seamlessly integrates fitness tracking technology into Nike shoes and Apple devices. By combining Nike's expertise in athletic footwear with Apple's technological prowess, the two companies created groundbreaking products that revolutionized the fitness industry and strengthened their respective brands. Another example is the partnership between Starbucks and Spotify, which offers Starbucks customers access to curated playlists and exclusive music content through the Starbucks app. This partnership not only enhances the in-store experience for Starbucks customers, but also provides Spotify with a unique opportunity to reach a captive audience of coffee lovers. Cultivating partnerships, actionable tips. Cultivating meaningful partnerships is both an art and a science, a delicate balance of strategy, communication, and genuine connection. Approach the process with intentionality and a clear understanding of your objectives. Conduct thorough research within your industry or niche. Look for businesses or organizations that share similar values, goals, or target audiences, as these alignments form the foundation of solid partnerships. Here are some steps to help you identify potential strategic partners. Number one, understand your existing customer base. What are your customers' preferences, needs, and pain points? Identify the product and services and solutions they value most and areas where your offerings may complement or enhance their experience. Two, identify complementary products or services. Look for businesses or organizations that offer complementary products or services to your own. For example, if you provide fitness training services, potential partners could include nutritionists, health food delivery services, fitness equipment manufacturers, or wellness retreat centers. Three, research industry trends and insights. Stay informed about industry trends, market dynamics, and emerging opportunities. Pay attention to shifts in consumer behavior, technological advancements, and new market entrants that may present partnership opportunities. Number four, network within the industry. Attend industry events, conferences, and networking meetups to connect with other professionals and businesses in the industry. Engage in conversations, exchange ideas, and explore potential partnership opportunities with like-minded individuals and organizations. Number five, utilize online platforms. Use online platforms like LinkedIn, industry forums, online communities. Identify potential partners and groups. Engage in discussions related to your business. Join those relevant groups, participate in discussions, and connect with individuals or companies that align with your goals and values. Six, evaluate reputation and credibility. Assess the reputation and credibility of potential partners. Look for businesses with a track record of delivering high-quality products or services, positive customer reviews, and a strong brand presence in your market. Number seven, assess market reach and audience alignment. Evaluate the market reach and audience alignment of potential partners to ensure that they have access to your target demographic, and they can help you reach new audiences to expand your market presence. Strategic partnerships strategy. Once you've identified potential partners, initiate conversations with authenticity, transparency, a genuine interest in exploring collaboration opportunities that will help both of you. Start by reaching out through personalized emails, phone calls, or networking events and express your admiration for their work, your enthusiasm for the possibility of working together. Then demonstrate how the potential partnership has complementary strengths or resources that enhance both partners' offers in the market. Show the natural synergy between your brands or products that would resonate with your shared audience. Establish clear communication channels with your partners and maintain regular check-ins to discuss progress, address challenges, and celebrate successes together. Transparency and trust are also critical components of effective communication, even when discussing difficult topics or challenges. Weekly podcast challenge. Now that we've explored the transformative potential of strategic partnerships, it's time to roll up our sleeves and put theory into action with our new weekly podcast challenge. This challenge is designed to empower you, our valued listeners, to take concrete steps towards forging your dream life and dream business. Here's your mission, should you choose to accept it. Over the next week, identify at least one potential partner or collaborator who aligns with your goals, values, or target audience. This could be a fellow entrepreneur, a complementary business in your industry, or even a nonprofit organization with a shared mission. Once you've identified your potential partner, reach out and initiate a conversation, whether it's through email, social media, or good old-fashioned phone call. Make that first connection and express your interest in exploring collaboration opportunities. Be genuine, be transparent, and be open to the possibilities that lie ahead. As you embark on this challenge, I encourage you to document your journey. Take note of the insights you gain, the obstacles you encounter, the breakthroughs you experience along the way. Share your progress with me through social media using our dedicated hashtag, #RichRabbiChallenge, or drop me an email with your updates. I'd love to hear from you. But that's not all. I'll share the best examples on the Rabbi Who Got Rich on Sunday Facebook page. Whether you found your perfect match, encountered unexpected roadblocks, or gained valuable insights from the process, I want to hear from you. Join the conversation, share your thoughts, and let's learn and grow together as a community. So, are you ready to take on the challenge? The world of strategic partnerships awaits, and I can't wait to see where this journey takes you. Let's make magic happen, one connection at a time. Strategic Partnerships Conclusion. Thank you for tuning in to the Rabbi Who Got Rich on Sunday. In the next episode, we'll discuss amplifying your impact, strategies for boosting your message reach. Visit my website, therabbiwhogotrichonsunday.com, to access content-rich articles, including guidance and tips on living the dream life. If you're listening to this podcast on any of the popular podcast platforms, you can also access a link to that webpage through the show notes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with a friend and make sure to join me each Sunday as I share how the rabbi got rich on Sunday. In the meantime, feel free to check out my website for more information and to schedule a free consultation, therabbiwhogotrichonsunday.com.